For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. A group of Kentuckians will witness history being made next week at the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton is expected to officially become the nation's first female presidential nominee. Kentucky is sending 55 delegates and 5 alternates to the convention in Philadelphia. Lisa Autry spoke with some of them and has this report.
Michelle Thomas of Bowling Green knows a thing or two about her party's national conventions. She was an alternate delegate for Hillary Clinton in 2008 and a delegate for Barack Obama in 2012. Her face lights up just talking about the experiences.
There's just a poignancy in the air. There's just like an exhilaration. You're there with a lot of people who are excited about the candidate, who want their candidate to win. It's similar, but not the same as a football game, you know, like if Louisville plays UK.
A corner of her home is a museum of sorts for Democratic politics.
This is a poster from the 52nd presidential inauguration and American reunion, and it shows President Clinton and Al Gore at the inauguration. You know, these are tickets to the inaugural balls. And
Thomas will once again be a delegate to the Democratic National Convention on behalf of Secretary Clinton. The retired professor and psychologist says Clinton is a different candidate than she was 8 years ago.
She's deeper than she was in 2008, and I think that's because she's listened to so many people across the country, and she cares.
Clinton claimed a cliffhanger victory in Kentucky's primary, winning by 0.5 percentage point over Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator endorsed Clinton for president last week, much to the dismay of his supporters. One of them is Craig Astor of Hodgenville, who calls Sanders a once-in-a-lifetime politician.
I believe he's genuine. He's honest, sincere. I really believe that in the depth of his heart, he wants to do what's best for all of America.
Speaking at the Abraham Lincoln Birthplace, he says Sanders' message resonated with him more and hopes Clinton will adopt some of Sanders' progressive platform.
She has moved to the left. Will she be comfortable there? That remains to be seen. And hopefully over the next 3.5 months, she'll be able to make her pitch to the American people.
Astor is a new convert to the Democratic Party, having been a Republican for 30 years. He'll serve as a delegate for Bernie Sanders at the DNC next week. The aircraft mechanic for UPS says he's looking forward to voting for Sanders one last time. Astor thinks his campaign has been good for the party.
Bernie Sanders supporters can hold our head high because we were able to bring to the national attention some of these dire issues that's facing our nation.
Asked if he is ready to vote for Clinton, Astor is noncommittal.
At this particular time, I'd like to see who her running mate's going to be. I'd like to hear her give some speeches. I'd like to let her earn my vote.
Back in Bowling Green, Michelle Thomas thinks her party is united and is confident most Bernie Sanders supporters will get behind Clinton.
We need them. We want their enthusiasm and their support.
Thomas says she never imagined the possibility of a female president in her lifetime.
I remember the first day I was hired to be a university professor. The dean said, "We've hired our first 2 girls," and the whole audience, the whole faculty, predominantly male, and everybody laughed at our introduction. And that was in 1973, so we've come a long way since that time.
96 years after women won the right to vote, Hillary Clinton has a chance to win the White House. She must first overcome a fierce general election matchup with Republican nominee Donald Trump. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.